It's Football Friday on the Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes Show.
With Arizona Cardinals radio color analyst and co-host of the Doug and Wolf Show on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station, Ron Wolfley.
Wow, that is some bloody knuckle football. Lapped up like a bowl of chowder. Wow! Lowered the boom and lapped it up.
Football Friday.
Brought to you by the Carroll Royce Realty Team. Your home sold guaranteed, or Carroll will buy it herself. Go to CarrollHasTheBuyers.com.
Wolf, thank you for joining us in studio today, especially on a Friday as you get ready to head out for the weekend. But tough times for the Cardinals. And you have been in this seat in the sense of you played on Cardinal teams that started the season 0-2 that were struggling. I'm trying to be nice in here somewhere. And how hard is it to get motivated to head out on the field when you are questioning everything about the team?
Yeah, listen, Ev, for the players, it's not hard. It's what they do. They're going to go out there and they're going to play, right? Hopefully. And I know that back when I was playing, I can tell you, I never played in a game. It was always a test to me. Every time I walked in between those white lines, it was a test. Are you as tough as your dad? I'm not going to bore you with the psychology of all that, I can tell you, I played the game for different reasons than a lot of guys. Having said all of that, I expect them to be prepared and go out and ball, flat out ball in this game, because no matter how you want to parse it, it's really difficult to look at 0-3 and put a happy spin on that at
all. Yeah, it's tough.
Okay, so you're saying that the players are ready to go out and ball against the Bears. You know, they're prepared to do that. Are you going to see a different kind of team show up? I mean, what's going on in this week?
You would hope
for
that there's going to be an awful lot of desperation. I mean, they're playing at home once again at State Farm Stadium, playing at home in front of the Red Sea, of course, and knowing that there is no return from 0-3 for the most part, and looking at a long season. Can you imagine playing 3 weeks of a 17-week season and saying to yourself, oh my goodness, this is going to be bad.
Well, it's going to hurt. And I'm just talking about human nature. And again, never having suited up, never been in the locker room, never been in that that huddle, there has to be some doubt that starts creeping in when you go back and you look at that and you say, in the game last weekend, we didn't cross the 50-yard line until about 30 seconds ago in the game.
28 seconds.
Okay,
exact,
I mean, right? I'm exaggerating.
You're
to make it look
though,
better,
Bruce.
But that you've got to look at that and go, you know, the Bears are pretty good.
There's no doubt about it. And right now, listen, anytime you have a situation where your quarterback is struggling and you've got a guy that was a high draft pick, a guy that was number 10 overall taken behind him, who you think is going to be the future of your franchise down the road, anytime that scenario exists, you know what? The clock is ticking when the quarterback is not playing well. And Sam Bradford would be the first guy to tell you he's not playing well through the first two games of the season, and that has started the Josh Rosen clock.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so you got a QB that's struggling. You say it's starting the Josh Rosen clock. I mean, is this the game that it's determined as to when and if you start talking about Josh?
Nobody has told me this, Pamela, okay? This is my own thought right here, okay? Nobody has told me this over there whatsoever. But if, in fact, you get a situation like Baker Mayfield last night, just watching it, right, where Tyrod Taylor was 4-14 in the first half. 4-14. Now, I know he went out with a concussion right there. But if, in fact, Sam Bradford, let's just say, hypothetically, was 4-14 in the first half and they were down 14 points in the first half, and they were struggling the way that we have seen them struggle offensively in the first two games. If, in fact, that scenario exists and repeats itself, I would not be surprised to see them go to Josh Rosen at the half.
Ooh, okay.
And for Rosen to come out. Now, again, nobody's told me
I
that.
I hear you.
Pure speculation on my part.
Now, there is a certain argument, and again, I can look at this dispassionately. Wearing my Redskins jersey today.
Yes, of course.
My Daryl Green jersey. Like I figured you played against Daryl.
I love Daryl Green.
Yes, I know you did. That's why I wore it for you today.
I will forgive you for that.
Wore it for you. I told Wolf, you probably saw the back of this jersey a lot. Daryl Green was super fast. Fastest guy in the NFL.
No doubt.
If your team is not playing well, and I'm going to be fair, I don't think it's solely on the quarterback position.
Well done by you.
Do you throw a rookie into the Wolves when he doesn't have an offensive line to play by, when the running game isn't established, when you don't have receivers that are open, and you find out, well, guess what? He's now really in trouble.
Did you happen to see when Baker Mayfield came on the field last
night? I did.
What happened to the Cleveland Browns? All of a sudden,
they did perk up.
This listless offense suddenly looked like, you know what, they were ready to ball.
They won the first time in 600 days.
Sometimes you need a different face
spark
and a different voice calling the play. And
interesting.
Maybe a different spin on it.
Ron Wolfley, thanks so much. We
you
got Wolf
the
there. Cardinals radio analyst and co-host of the Doug and Wolf Show on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Ding.
Do you want your rookie first round pick to be facing Khalil Mack?
No. No.
He's a monster for the Bears.
Happy
right?
birthday.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Too old. Too old to be doing this.
How old?
Yeah, you're needling.
What do you
right
mean?
You're needling.
Come on, it's just a number.